Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek He, Mishnah He. In the last Mishnah, we said that if a rancher, a herdsman, somebody who's dealing with animals, if he takes young animals and he cares for them, and he's sharing profits and losses, we said that deal was structured automatically as a equity share held by both the investor and the logistics man, in this case, the herdsman. They both have 50-50% equity, even though the investor put up 100% of the capital, because we said the investor is putting up 100% of the capital, 50% of that as an investment, and 50% as a loan to the herdsman. So he also now has liability if the deal doesn't work, if the investment goes south. So we said in that type of scenario, if it's the herdsman himself caring for the animal totally, then the obligation on the investor to pay him for half of the work and half of the food that goes to the animal. He has to basically give him a salary that's going to take care of 50% of the care. Since they own it equally, they have to take care of it equally as well in terms of the finances that goes into that. If not, if the investor doesn't give him money to take care of the animal, it could be looked at as ribit, as interest. But here the Mishnah is going to qualify the situation and say that if we're talking about a fully grown animal, the same does not apply because of certain variables that we'll discuss in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shamin para v'hamor v'chol davar shu oseh v'ocheh l'mechetza. You look at the grown cow or a grown donkey or another animal that since it's grown, it does work for itself. And since it does work for itself, it covers the expenses of eating and the rest of the care. And even in a situation where half of the profits and losses go to the herdsman here and the investor, the herdsman could use these animals for work and they compensate for the care of the animal. And therefore, there's no need for the investor in this case to pay a salary to the herdsman for the care of the animal and for its food. Since profits from the animal working will take care of that, and the herdsman will take those profits, it'll go directly towards the animal, and therefore there's no need for the investor to also kick in some of the money in that situation. The offspring of an animal is considered to be profit to both of the herdsman and the investor. They both take half of the worth of the offspring of these animals. Here we'll talk about at what point in time could the herdsman take his share of the offspring and also give a distribution to the investor of his share of the offspring. The herdsman wants to divide it up as quickly as possible. He's always going to take care of his own animals in terms of the offspring, but he'd rather not have to worry or take care of the animals of the investor, so he'd like to distribute it out to him, so he doesn't have to raise them. So we say, Mekom shinahagu lahalok etav ladot miyad, holkin. If there's a custom in a certain locale that the herdsman here would divide up the offspring immediately, which immediately means as long that there's no need for the expert care of a herdsman anymore. If that was the custom, then they would distribute the animals at that point in time. But in a place where the custom was the herdsman raises the young animals all the way till they're grown up, then they leave the animals with the herdsman until they're grown up, and then the only when they're grown up is the herdsman allowed to give the investor his set of the offspring, but in the interim, for the meantime, he would have to take care of them. He has to follow the local custom. Like we said earlier, in a situation where somebody wants to give the herdsman young animals to raise in exchange for the profits and losses, he has to pay a salary to the herdsman for his work and for half of the food. Here we'll talk about an opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who's going to limit this requirement. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omed, Shamin egil im imo, usiach im imo. You assess the value of a baby calf with its mother, or a baby horse with its mother, and you give them to a herdsman to raise, and you split the profits and losses, and there is no need to pay him an extra salary for the work and for the care and for the food. These expenses are automatically covered by the value of the mother's work and then the child's manure. In this situation, you're adding the mother to the mix. Since the mother is also being given over, the mother works and the mother produces. So there's no need to pay the herdsman an extra salary. The mother of this baby animal that was handed over, it could work, and the baby also is going to follow the mother and it'll feed from her. It'll nurse from the mother and the baby will produce manure. So all of that is revenue, and that revenue goes to cover the basic cost of care for this little baby animal. And in that scenario, there would be no need for the investor to pay a salary to the herdsman. We'll mention one other leniency when it comes to the laws of ribit, of interest. Umafriz al sadehu, a person's allowed to increase the amount of rent that he charges on his field in exchange for giving a loan to the person who is renting his field, for that person to improve the quality of the land. He doesn't have to be concerned about that extra rent being considered ribit, because he's only charging him more because he's giving him a loan that's going to increase the value of the land and it's going to yield more. It's going to produce more. So therefore, he's allowed to do it. For example, let's say you have a person who's renting a field for 2,000 pounds of wheat for the year. Then he borrows from the owner $200,000 in order to put work into the actual field, because he knows that the yield of that field is going to produce more once he puts work into it. So he agrees to pay back the $200,000, and he also agrees that he's not going to pay anymore the 2,000 pounds of wheat as rent, but he's going to up it to 2,500 pounds a year of wheat. He's willing to pay a higher rent in this scenario because he knows that he's going to produce a lot more with the investment that he put into his field. So what we're saying here is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel would allow this because he views the $200,000 that was borrowed from the owner as a way to improve the field. It's not considered to be a loan to the renter, but it's an investment in the field. And now, once the field is more valuable because of this investment, the extra rent, the $500 more of rent, because now the renter went from paying $2,000 a year to 2,000 pounds of wheat to 2,500 pounds of wheat every single year, he went up. So that's considered to be, he's paying for better quality land that was invested into already. So therefore, Rashbag allows this case.